Hey there, and welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast, the show designed to teach you how to sell, how to build systems, create strategy, and of course, how to become a marketing genius. Welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast. I am pumped to be interviewing a very special guest today. We're, I think, week five or week six as of this recording of the coronavirus. We have so many insane things are going on right now. And I wanted to bring on a guest because it's important in times like this, you understand how to innovate, how to evolve, how to adjust, how to tweak, how to jive, how to change, how to really just be flexible to the things that are going on in this world. And part of that innovation is innovating the value proposition you have in the marketplace, innovating maybe the products and services that you use to help your business really move forward. And so I wanted to introduce to you guys, I've got Mr. Greg Chafin. He is the director of marketing with First Funding. He has some incredibly cool products, but just wanted to get into a great conversation today about everything going on and how you can pivot and make some slight adjustments. And like I said, innovate the way that you do business. So Greg, thank you so much for stopping by the show.
Thanks for having me today. I really appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. So give us a little bit of the backstory for people that don't know you. Just kind of how did you get into your current role and a little bit of that story?
Well, I started about 20 years ago as an account executive for a bank called Irwin Mortgage. I'm an old guy, so I don't think anybody remembers them. And from that, I met Jim Dunkerley, our CEO, and he was starting a new company, First Funding. And he needed a sales guy. So I started out as the director of sales and marketing. And since then, I've just started to focus on my book of business and just handling all the marketing for the company. And so we've been in the warehouse funding business for almost 20 years. We're a player in the market. We survived 2008, and I think we're going to get through this virus thing too.
Yeah, that's when you talk about surviving 2008, what are just really quickly, what are a couple things that you guys did to survive that?
Well, we do a lot of risk, what we call risk management. And so what we tried to do was try to lessen our risk and not expose ourselves to, the things that would hurt our customers. So we manage risk for ourselves and for our customers as far as types of products that we would fund. Secondary market investors. Who do we want to do business with? What type of products that we want to fund? What sort of advance rates and that sort of thing?
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So, what are some of your takes on the current state of the economy? Obviously, like I said, we're week five or six into this thing as of this recording. It seems like everybody's having to innovate and adjust and evolve the way that we do things. Just some quick takeaways.
Well, it's very odd, and in some ways it's similar to 2008, but some ways it's not. But what we've been trying to do is develop new products and new guidelines to help us and our customers to get through this time and not expose ourselves to a lot of risk and come out with products that are that nobody else has, that make us innovative and give us a market position that we can grow on.
Yeah. One of the reasons that I wanted to have you on here, for everybody listening to this, when we talk about going through periods like we're in, we're going to come out of this thing with a new normal, right? Our realities will change.
Right.
It's not ever going to likely be exactly like it was. It can't be, right? We went through massive change as a country in 2008 through 10. And I think we're going to go through a massive change in the way that we do. I mean, you see regulation change almost overnight. You see a very traditional set of industries, real estate, mortgage, title, all forced to innovate almost overnight. There's a lot of change that's coming about. And when you do that, you've got to look for ways that you can innovate your value proposition. And one of the things that was the most fascinating to me about what you guys do is your Flex Close funding product. Do you mind just giving us a little bit of the elevator pitch about what that is?
Flex Close funding is the ability to move funds 24/7. So if you have a late night funding, an early morning funding, a Saturday funding, we could technically fund on a federal holiday. We can move funds. And not only is it the flexibility to move funds, but it's the certainty that your funds are going to be quickly because we move these funds outside of the Fed. We have an internal banking system. So what we can do is when a wire is ordered by a banker, we can move those funds almost immediately, with probably in 10, 15 minutes. We can have funds to escrow ready to disperse quickly.
So and if somebody needs to close, you know, after normal business hours or wants to close on the weekend, these are things that your company can do.
Yeah, these are things to do. For example, I had a customer down in Houston that had a borrower moving in on a Friday. The lock was expiring, and they got their clear to close at like 3:30 in the afternoon. And in a normal banking platform, that can't happen because the Fed shuts down at 3:30. You can't order a wire. You can't move funds. But through the Flex Close funding program, they got us the wire request at about 4:10, and we had funds to the table and for disbursement by 5 p.m. So we got the borrowers in their house. Everybody was happy. We saved the lock. So all was good. The borrowers didn't know what went on. They had no idea.
Yeah.
So everything went on behind the scenes. It was just their wire was a little bit delayed, and bam. So it works. It's a great product.
I would imagine that certainty right there is definitely the winner. I mean, in business, you've got to be able to deliver, right? And I'm sure if you're listening to this, you've had an experience where it's Friday afternoon and things aren't set. And there's always the nightmare experiences where people have to move out of their house. Now they're in a hotel for the weekend or whatever that might look like. But I would imagine if you can come to the table with a mass amount of certainty, especially right now, knowing that you're going to be able to deliver on the promises that you've made to your customers, that's one way to enhance your value proposition for sure.
Well, yeah. And the great thing of it is you can do it very early in the sales process. You can determine, you can say, hey, would you ever think that you might need to do this or, you know, close on the evening? You know, you might not be able to get to a closing because of daycare or traffic, which is non-existent right now. But there are things that kind of upsets closings, but you can be more pliable to the customer, but you can set it in the very front end of the sales process. And if you use it, you use it. But it's kind of like if you don't use it, nobody knows. But if you do need to use it, it's there.
Right.
And you've got it in your quiver. You can pull it out. You can say, yeah, hey, remember when we did this at the first end of the sales process? I said, we need to do it this way. This is why.
So it sounds like it's just a tool that somebody can add to their belt when needed, when it's applicable. You can pull it out, you can use it. Otherwise, yeah, you just kind of leave it there.
Yeah, but you got to pick it on the front end.
Right.
Because when it comes down to the end, if you haven't chosen the FlexClose product and you're at the closing table and it's not a FlexClose deal, I can't help you.
Oh, okay. So talk to me a little bit about the qualifications. What are the parameters? How do you use something like this sales presentations, when you get into contract, how does the process work?
Well, what happens is there's three things. You've got to be working with a lender that works with First Funding. That's the first thing. So they have to have a relationship with First Funding. That and your title company has to work with First Funding. Right now, one of our biggest partners is Client First Title. They are a FlexClose certified agent with First Funding. And so if you've got the lender and the settlement agent that's FlexClose certified, all parties need to be FlexClose certified, and that's all you need.
Okay. And now Client First is a great company. I think they're based out of Delaware. They're a national title company, so they do business.
Right.
They do business pretty much anywhere. And you're saying they're the only certified partner, or what do you, as a Flex?
Well, we call them an agency. They're a title agency. They're the only FlexClose title agency in the country. Only FlexClose certified title agency in the country that we're working with.
Now, share a couple more stories with me. What are some situations where the FlexClose product has really come in and saved the day?
In California, it works pretty well because there's a 2-hour time difference right now between California. So what it does, it extends your closing and funding window. Because usually in California, you're cut off at what, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock? out there on the West Coast. Well, now you can extend that to 4 o'clock or 6 o'clock if you set it up. You know, we just need 24 hours advance notice, and that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
So that's an idea. On the East Coast, if you want to do an early morning funding, like on a Friday morning, 7:30 a.m., we can have the funds there the night before. And for the lender, it works because we don't charge them interest on the funds until the funds are dispersed. For a traditional funding, they're paying interest carry on that, which means they're paying interest on those funds because they've been advanced the day before. But we don't charge funds until they're dispersed. Saturday fundings, if you're working with home builders and you've got a home builder and you can go in on a Saturday, you can disperse funds, you can hand over the keys on a Saturday morning. We can set that up ahead of time. So if you want to go after builder business, this is a good tool to do so.
I love it. Like I said, guys, you got to look for ways to innovate the ways that you do things. You got to look for ways to really stand out, especially right now, you know, having a very unique value proposition. And I love the name of the product, Flex, right? You've got to be flexible in the way that you're doing business today. And I think that those that are going to be, you know, some of the most successful in giving people the freedom to be able to close when they want, and the certainty to know, even if they don't know, right? Even if the borrower is none the wiser, you having clarity and certainty in any type of deal, negotiation, and any type of closing, is that's a lot of power, because you can really move. You can create a lot of momentum for yourself. That's a pretty powerful product you guys have there.
Thank you. Yeah, we've been working on it for a couple of years. I guess it's about 7 years till it really came to fruition. And we rolled it out about a year ago. And it's been going gangbusters for us.
How do I know if my lender is certified to work with your company?
You just have to ask them if your lender has a warehouse facility. If they're a banker, you can say, hey, do you guys do business with First Funding? Are they one of your warehouse facilities? Mm-hmm. Some bankers will have one or two, usually two warehouse facilities, and they just need to ask if they're set up with First Funding.
Okay.
And then you rope in client first, and bingo, you're there.
Yeah. How do I know if I need you? Give me a couple scenarios where it's like, crap, I wish I would have used that Flex product.
You've got a Friday closing and you're getting a crew to close at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you can't fund your deal and your borrowers are wanting to move in and they're screaming at you and you're screaming at the loan officer and they're screaming at me.
Okay. So if I don't want bad reviews for the closing process falling through, maybe that's a good scenario there.
Yeah. Because that's what happens. You can't get your funds out, because at the end of the month, when everybody wants to close, that's when everybody is at operational capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And what this does, it sidesteps operational capacity, because you don't have to go through the banks, because, you wonder why it takes 2 hours for a wire to get processed. Well, it's because you're not the only one in line.
No, I see.
So, you got all the refinances closing and all the purchases closing, and everybody wants to do it at the end of the month on the same day. So it's busy. It's like trying to like merge on the freeway at Friday at 5:30. Nobody's going 70 miles an hour.
It sounds like this is something that everybody should use then. I mean,
I believe so. Yeah, I'm in agreement with that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we always look at marketing and sales and those types of things, and advertising and branding. And if your brand, part of your brand is dependability, it sounds like you would want to equip yourself with all the tools in the world that you can that give you that right or that ability, or just a client murmuring the words, Joe was so dependable. I mean, sometimes the buyer and the seller, for that matter, don't really know what made Joe so dependable. You know, some of it could have been work ethic, but I think a big part of that is tools that you use too.
I think it's your tools and it's the partners that you work with.
Yeah.
Because if your partners are dependable and they can deliver, I mean, that gives you the confidence to go out and sell yourself and sell your brand.
Yeah. Well, in your experience in marketing, obviously you're as the director of marketing for the company, how do you feel like being able to market dependability, consistency, certainty. How do you feel like those things add to one's ability to build a brand?
Well, I think it's the most important thing, because if you're not consistent and you can't perform, the word's going to get out, because they always remember their last deal with you, right?
Right.
You can be great for 10 years, but if you pooch that last deal,
yep.
I mean, that's what they remember. And, oh, you're horrible, you're awful, you've never done anything for me, and, you know, and off they go to somebody else. And it's, you know, that never happens, does it? But it's the certainty. It's the certainty that the funds are going to be there, that you're going to close, that you're going to move into your house or your cash out, you're going to get your cash, it's going to be there. You don't have to wait a day.
Now, on the agent side, if I'm a realtor and I'm listening to this, you know, I'm thinking, okay, well, this is cool. Does this cost me anything? Do I have to pay any fees to use this product?
There's no fees to the realtor. There's no fees to the loan officer. Matter of fact, to the lenders, we reduce our fees when it goes through this platform, because it's a risk management tool also for us. Mm-hmm. Because we're not going through the Fed, it cuts down on lender wire fraud.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Greg, man, I appreciate you stopping by and giving me a ton of insight. Like I said, I was fascinated with this product when I heard about it. And, you know, I want to get you on here because it's like, man, this is such a great time to be taking stock in the ways that you're able to serve your clients and the tools you have access to and the abilities you have. We live in a very uncertain time. So when you can have certainty, when you can be dependable, when you can have those types of things, it just really helps you increase your footprint in the marketplace. So I appreciate you stopping by. What's the best way for somebody, if they're interested in learning more about this and maybe seeing if their, you know, vendor relationships, their loan officers and those types of things are certified, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
They can go to our website at www.firstfundingusa.com. And we have an 800 number on our website, or you can fill out a form and ask for further information.
Awesome.
And if we have a lender in your area, we'll refer you to them. If we have a partner in that area, if Client First is there, if they're not, we can maybe find you somebody else in your neck of the woods, basically.
And if you maybe don't have a lender in that area and a realtor has a lender partner that wants to learn more, is there a process there that they can
do the same thing? They go straight to our website, or they can or give us a call and we'll reach out to them.
Okay, awesome. Well, Greg, I appreciate you stopping by the show, sharing your insights. I appreciate you taking the time. It means a lot.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. You guys have a great day and stay safe.
Awesome. Guys, thank you so much for continuing to listen to the Marketing Genius podcast. Make sure that you rate us on iTunes and Google Play. We will see you on the next episode. Peace. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Marketing Genius podcast. We hope you got a ton of value from the show today. Make sure that you rate us on iTunes and Google Play, and we will look forward to seeing you on the next episode.